Well, every year for probably the last, since about 2010, somewhere in there, nine, we've been doing this thing called Vision Day, so Vision Day is a day where we talk about things and that we are going to ask God to do for us in 2025 here, and some other things we're going to share today, because last week we talked about what God did in 2024, so we need to move on and see what God has for us in 2025. But if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Philippians. We're going to start this morning in chapter 4, in Philippians 4. That's where we want to start this morning. And just want to remind you that God's not really done with you until He calls you home. So God has plans, and God wants His plans to come through, and He will. And you know, if He's choosing you to do something and you refuse, His plans will still come to be. Just if you push and push, God sometimes will find someone else, and you would hate to miss your whole legacy of life and your calling in your life. But here we are in Philippians chapter 4, and before we go, I just want to pray. Father, Lord, we just ask again for Your presence through this time, Lord, of Your Word. May we be open to hearing what Your Spirit will speak to us individually, but also collectively as a church. We ask for Your presence. We are here, You're here, and we pray, Father, that we'd get ears to hear what You'd have for us. Open us up spiritually today, that we might receive what You have for us in Christ's name. Amen. So we see here that in this letter that Paul writes to the people of Philippi, these Philippians, he's writing this letter. He's doing this letter to give them direction and encouragement. He's doing it to teach them, and just a call to stay faithful in their walk. This is a Philippians is a very positive letter that Paul writes, and get a chance to read it. Doesn't take you long. But here we're going to go in toward the last chapter of chapter 4, the last part of this letter in verse 5. And he says, "Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." And verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And verse 19 says, "And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." And we see a few things here that can help us along in our walk in the Lord, and help us in our walk along here at New Life Fellowship. So it says, let your graciousness be known to everyone. We are to be gracious, and our gentleness needs to be seen by all people. And so in this community, I think our community can see that we are gracious to the community, that we are gracious to the city, and helping people where we can. And we need to continue to let that happen. People need to see the graciousness and the kindness and the mercy and just the givingness that we have. But it also says the Lord is near. The Lord is always near. The Lord is always near. He's always near. You can't push the Lord away. You can run away, but God is still there. He is always near. And it also tells us here, which is our main theme for this whole thing, is don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything, it tells us, but that we are to pray about everything. Everything that we are to pray about. That's our theme, is to pray about everything and worry about nothing. And this is what Paul is encouraging the people, to continue to pray about everything. When you put God in every part, in every aspect of your life, you'll find that life goes better. I'm just saying that's a scripture. If you just let God be God in your life, things will go better, much better for you than when you take the steering wheel yourself. But he says also do it in prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. Prayer is when we spend time with God. I'm going to ask you a question today. How much time are you spending with God? Are you spending just a massive amount of time? Or is it just a small time? But is that time that you spend with Him, is it quality time? And part of that is, are you also listening to seeing what God, what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you? So we need to, in our prayer time, we need to have some reflection time in there, and it needs to be quality time. That's why we're doing our prayer and fasting here, which I'll share here just shortly. As a part of that, it gets us to calm down and go back to prayer and meaningful prayer. But also talks about petition. When we have things that we want to petition, we put things before the Lord and we do that. Also talks about when we can request things from God. It tells us to do that. But also says that we are to give thanksgiving. We are to thank God for all that we have. Everything that we have comes from God himself. Everything that we have, everything that is good comes from God. And so we know that God is in the midst of all of this that's going on. And then in verse 7, it does say, and the peace of God. The peace of God is something that you can't buy, you can't purchase. The peace of God only comes upon you. You have it when you let God be God in your life. When you let God be God in the church. When you let God be God in your parenting. When you let God be God in your marriage. You'll have a peace which surpasses all understanding. And what that means is no matter what you're going through, whether it's your family, whatever it is, you can be going through a hard time, even in your health, even the church can be going through a hard time. And I want to tell you that God's peace will still stand strong no matter what you're going through. No matter what you're going through, God's peace will hold you together. And there's something about that that is, it's a powerful thing. It's not a weapon. It's not a defensive thing. It's just its own thing. The peace of God just kind of brings you down to a level where it's stable. Even the hardships, God can make things stable. And if he makes the inner part of yourself stable, the outer part should be as stable as well. And that's called God's peace. The peace of God is upon you. And it guards your hearts and minds. Because I want to tell you, when you're living life and things are not going right, your mind plays a lot of games, doesn't it? Your mind plays a lot of games and your thoughts are sometimes not right. And your heart starts twisting. But the peace of God can straighten all that out. These are good things that Paul is encouraging this church about. But he also says in verse 19, and my God will supply all your needs. God has supplied all the needs that we've had here at New Life Fellowship. And many times, so many times, even in New Life Ministries, he has supplied all of our needs. All of our needs. When we come down so low in finances, he does it. When we have all these issues in our buildings, he supplies it. And God is great because God owns everything. God owns everything. So all these things here are for the encouragement of the church, the encouragement that Paul was trying to write to the people of Philippi. And today, using these things about graciousness and all these things that he is encouraging them with, I also want to encourage you and encourage the church as well. So in this Vision Sunday that we have here, I want to share with you that we are going to do some prayer and fasting. But before we get to the prayer and fasting pieces, I want to share with some things that the focus of 2025 will be upon. It's going to be this whole thing is, I think I have a piece here. If you, there is a QR code here. If you know how to do that, you can do that. And we'll get you some hard copies if you want that. You can kind of follow a little bit on what we're talking about. But we're doing this year is a lot about building. It is about repairs, a lot of building, a lot of repair work. And so this year is about building in, up, and out. So in, up, and out. So that's what we're talking about this morning. We're building in, and we're building up, and we're building out. So here it is. The building of the spiritual, part of that building in is to build spiritual growth within our community. And we're doing that by focusing on our personal development and just deepening our faith. And so we're going to try to work on those things for opportunities for spiritual growth. That means our life groups that we have on Sunday morning, our life groups, if you look at the book, our life groups, the number has gone down a little bit. It is our life groups. Our life groups have went down a little bit. Everywhere else have went up, but our life groups, and part of that is spiritual growth. We do have a men's and women's group. We have a fusion youth group. So we have these groups that are about building up, building in inside the church, and opportunities for leadership growth and leadership training and all these things that we're trying to do this year. When you hear leadership training, jump on it. See what you can learn. We're also not just building in, but we're building up. Okay? We're uplifting and supporting one another with this and this congregation in many different ways and adding opportunities for times of congregation fellowship. And one of those would be that we are going to do this church picnic this summer. We're going to do that. We are going to put together a spiritual renewal, kind of like a revival service this year. We're going to do that. We're going to at least bring in two singing groups this year. Haven't done that for a while. And we're going to look at some church growth and baptisms and just restoring the sanctuary here as part of it as well for the functionality that we are doing, the longevity of it needs to last, and for the beautification. God loves beautiful things, doesn't he? Look in the mirror. He made you, right? God loves beautiful things. And so we need to take care of what God has given to us And it takes a lot to do that. But also, besides building in and up, we also got to build out, which is expanding the church's outreach. We need to continue to reach out to the community. People don't come to an inner city church just to go to an inner city church. Usually it's when they're looking for churches. Usually it's one or two things. One, they need help and they're coming to the church, or they're in this local area, or well, another thing, someone invites them, which that is the part that we want to do as well. So the Life Center across the street, we're going to be talking about that. And then just some of the summer concert cookout. We didn't do it last year, but we're going to do it this year and get that going again. But a lot of it also is about inviting people to the church, inviting people to the events that we do. You know, I sometimes think that, oh, yeah, we have done so much in the years that we've been here. But I think God still has more. And it isn't just about doing more. It's just about just listening and obeying the Holy Spirit. But on your paper today, you have this piece of paper, and you'll see these black and white, that's kind of like this graph on here. This is our prayer and fasting. The prayer and fasting will start tomorrow. The prayer and fasting will start tomorrow. And it runs Monday through Friday. Now what we're doing is we're doing 12-hour blocks. And 12-hour blocks is a little bit easier, but I'm giving you the opportunity to pick your block. We just gave you some examples. So if you wanted to fast Monday, you can fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or you can go 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next day. But some of you work odd shifts, and maybe you might want to go 3 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. Whatever it is, you're picking 12-hour shifts throughout the day. And what it is off to this, it has you just kind of pick your block. And you can mix them up. You can say, oh, on Monday and Tuesday, I'm going 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But on Wednesday, I'm doing 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. the next day. You can change them up. And if I will tell you, if health is an issue for you, please do not pray. Partner in prayer. Even if you can't do the fasting, please pray. Because some people have health issues and you can't do that. But please pray. And the things we're going to talk about today, because you are part of the church. And off to the right, you'll see that there's a scripture. There's a scripture pieces every day. And there's also some little numbers down there. And you'll see in each one of those blocks, there's some numbers down there that correlate with the things that are on the back side, on the other side of the page. And those are some things we're going to talk about. So why are we going to pray and fast? Because fasting is a valuable thing. It's in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. It is a time when you take time away, you begin to put something important in front of your life. We all like to eat. I like to eat. But sometimes we just put those things aside and we say, you know what? I'm going to eat. I'm going to go more spiritually for a few days. We're going to go spiritually as a church. And this week we're going to do that so that we can put some things before God. We can be more attentive and have more our spiritual ears listening to what God is speaking to us about and what he wants to speak to you about. And here it is. I don't do these things expecting God not to move. I do these things expecting God to move, because God is alive and he is well and he is doing a lot of things. And so we want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of what God is doing. And so we're going to take some time and we're going to fast this year for 5 days. Now, there's a time when we did 5 straight full days. You don't eat anything for 5 days. Those are really hard. I mean, a lot of people drop out. Very few finished it. That's not what we want to do. We want to all cross the finish line together. And so part of that is, if you can't fast, you keep praying anyway. That way we can all cross that finish line on finish it out on Friday. And so we know that God answers prayer. We know that God has done a lot through the years of fasting, so many things. And one of those things last year was 20 baptisms. Wow, that was amazing. And here we end up now. We end up here with a list today on your paper. We're going to go through these because I want to share with these with the time that I have. This is a different service. It is once a year that we do this. And so here it is. Number one, for prayer and fasting for New Life Fellowship Church, we have 6 items. One is to complete the restoration of this sanctuary. There are chairs that are up there that we bought late summer from North Carolina. A couple of you guys went down with me and Phil, and we brought them all. We loaded them up and brought them back. And about 3 weeks later, that place was underwater. The whole Maggie Valley was underwater, and we were able to get them out. But here it is. We're going to restore this sanctuary. We're going to have it done this year. We're still working on our building fund. We're working on that, and so we need to pray and fast for that. So for an example, if that is number one, then you look over here on your block and you'll see in the very first for tomorrow, that is one of the items that we're going to pray and fast for. And here it is. If you pray and fast for this week, I guarantee you, if you say, you be sensitive, God, the Holy Spirit speaks. I'm telling you, He'll speak through the words, the scriptures that you're reading off to the right. He'll speak through your prayer time, whatever it may be, because I believe God wants to do something in your life as well. So we want to pray and fast for the sanctuary to be completed here. That's the sanctuary here. And so number two is that we need a fusion. And we're going to go through some open opportunities as well here shortly, but a fusion leader, and that is someone that would lead the age group from 18 to 25. Let me tell you, there are 15 right now. We have 15 people in that group. That is probably the largest group that we've ever had, specifically at that. We've had 8, 9, 10, 12, but 15 right now. We have 15 people in that age group, and it's the first time we do not really have a leader. So we need to pray for that. We are praying, number three, we are praying again for 20 baptisms. By this time we've had it, we might have had one or two last year, but right now we are starting at zero. So we are praying for baptisms, and only God can create baptisms. And these are things that we're asking God to do. Number four is growth. Now growth is cut into three things. Number one, growth is cut into spiritual growth. I don't know about you, but I need to grow spiritually this year. I just do. I need to grow spiritually this year. With the things that are in front of me, I need to be a stronger believer. I need to be stronger spiritually to do what God has called me to do as an individual and as your pastor. And I think that we all need to grow spiritually. Amen? Come on now. Amen? Also, physical growth. We're asking God now. This is a piece that we can't be scared of physical growth. We are growing. There are weeks where we can hit the 120, 122 mark, and then the next week we'll be at 104. We are growing. We have, you know, parking issues. We have all those things, but we're praying for physical growth. It was on the list last year, and we grew. God gave the blessing there. But number three is leadership growth. I believe there's a lot of leaders here. I really do. I just think it's buried. I think it's all about training. I think it's all about leading. And we'll be surprised to see where you are in 2 years as you start getting focused on what God has for you. So growth is all about spiritual, physical, and the leadership growth. Also, number five is a praise band. They did play a couple of weeks ago. Working on that right now because we know. And number six is the church plant, New Song Community Church, with Ashley stepping away and Phil stepping away. We're making some adjustments there. And so the church plant is going to be in Fort Wayne. We need to be praying about that. That is a church plant coming out of New Life Fellowship. We do need to be praying about that. I don't think they're taking anybody with them, so they're being very strong in that. And so it's just them, their family that I know of. And so they're going to go out there, and Phil and Ashley are doing their thing. And so we need to make sure that we are praying for them and we are partnering with them, because we will be the mother, church for them, the sponsoring church for them, the sending church. Those are the things that we're going to be praying for the church and fasting for this week. Now, you keep this list and keep it in your Bible, put it on your refrigerator, whatever, and you begin to, if one of those pops out to you more than any other, just keep praying about it through. And we don't stop praying about these. We continue to pray for them throughout the year. And in August, we will repeat and kind of come back to this, but not so in depth, but we will come back to it in a short time of prayer and fasting as well. And then we go to our ministry arm, which is our ministry, New Life Ministries. New Life Ministry, we'll be praying, fasting for the Life Center across the street, because we're going to be working in the rehab that for year one will be coming up. And I know that they did some work yesterday. Brian and Phil did some work yesterday on it. And so appreciative of them doing some HVAC work on it. And so we're praying for that Life Center. And Life Center has got it's going to be a pivotal piece for us here. And God continues to give us property on this block. So it's going to be exciting to see what God does over there. It really will be. And one of those big things is Christian counseling and Christian coaching, because we need it. We need that here. Also, number eight, we're praying and fasting that God would also give us $600,000 this year. Now, that doesn't include the church. That's just for the ministry side. That would help with a lot of rehab the building across the street. And also would help us to continue to work through all that we're doing. One of the things is, as I said last week, is there were three times this last year that we were really in financial, we were down financially. I won't say in financial trouble, but a business person would say shut it down and close it. But we don't do that because we know that God has the funding. He always has. We just saw that. We just read that in Philippians. My God will supply all your needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. God will supply, and He supplied every single time. But we are asking God for $600,000, and we're doing that. One of the things that we're doing with this whole thing is, remember, to pray about everything and worry about nothing. And one thing we don't want to worry about is finances. But again, sometimes I think God allows people and allows ministries to be there at times because this is when we call out to Him the most. Apparently, I don't know why, but we call out God the most when things are not going so great. Number nine is the Women's Life House. We want to tear the front porch off and put a new front porch on. It is getting pretty damaged, and some of the boards are rotten, and the pillars need to be replaced, and we're making plans to do that. Going to figure that out. Number 10 is an advanced camera system for all of our properties. Now, this is something that somebody wants to donate and do the work and all that so that we would have much better camera systems and so that we can watch some of the properties from here inside the church. That's amazing because we have a lot of properties and we got to take care of those. So that's another thing that we're praying that that'll happen this year. Also, there's a part there, number 11, is the expansion of the meal ministry kitchen. We're talking to Bob about pushing a wall back. That's another part there because that kitchen's so small. Number 12 is the mission teams. We're asking the Lord to bring 7 mission teams. So when we talk about the requests and bring our petitions before the Lord, it would be like, Lord, one of those things also that we're praying for is that we'd ask you to bring 7 good, solid mission teams to us that they might help us with renovations and other things that we do here at New Life. And the other part of it is at least one summer intern. We need at least one summer intern that just continues to help with our mission teams and works with Phil and I and other people in different places. So, and number 13 is your own. So when we pray and fast, you get an opportunity to pray and fast over something or a couple, whatever it is you want to put into your life. Maybe you got a son or a daughter that's not living for Jesus. Maybe they've been, but you're going to pray and fast for them. Maybe you have financial issues that you're trying to get out from under, and you're saying, Lord, I'm working 2 jobs, and it's just, I need help. Would you intervene? Maybe it's just a relationship that's not working well, and you've done everything you could. I'm going to tell you, put God in that and see what happens. 13 is really that's something that you need God to be a part of. And you lay that before God. I'm listening. God answers those prayers. He really does. So that those things right there are things that we're going to pray and we're going to fast for. And on the back side, on the other side, is something I want to share with you. And I said something a couple of weeks ago. I said the spiritual gifts and talents are sitting in the seats today. Some of them are buried. They're right there in front of you. Some of you are afraid to use them. Some of you are afraid to be called out, that God's calling you out to do something special for Him. Today I want to share with you the positions that are vacant, some of the things that are vacant here at New Life. And when I say this is not an exhaustive list because I like the things working in teams better than individuals, because with the team you always have people that are there. When it's all on one individual, then it's hard to, because when that person is out or something happens, it's hard to replace. But so we're just going to go down the list here. I want to do this because I want you to understand that there is a place for you, not just to attend, but to serve. Ephesians 2:10 does say this, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. What? Jesus saved us, not just for our salvation, but also to do good works. What? Which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. So God has a plan for us to serve somewhere, every one of us. And some of us at the time of serving also is the time of learning. So we have a place here called nursery team. We need people on the nursery. Kelly needs people on the nursery. Let me just share something with you. There's a point here that sometimes we end up with, and we end up with more men serving in the children's area than we do women. I'm just saying, okay? We have more men working in the women in the children's departments than we do women at times. And we need women to step up and somewhere and help. So we need the nursery teams. They need help. and you can see who to contact. And right now we have about 4 slots open for that. We have also the kids ministry. That would be your children's church, all those kind of things, that area right there. We need 3. We need teachers, we need helpers, we need a life group teacher, all that. It all is in that basket in peace. If you like to work with kids, even if you don't have the talent, all the talent, listen, people, you can be trained. You can be trained by people. You can learn. And this is an exciting time. Listen, churches, a lot of churches won't do what we're doing today. We're throwing the opportunity to get off the bench and get in the game. We're throwing an opportunity out. And a lot of churches will just choose 5 people to do everything because it's a controlling people. We're growing. We have a lot. We have massive things that are happening and things that we got to do. We need help. We're actually under, even though we might have hit 109 average last year, we're still short of workers. And you can see that. That's why we're putting this in. It's an important piece. There's a lot of spots that are open here. And so we see here with the kids ministry, we saw it's also the kids ministry director. I think we got that one taken care of now. And then we have Fusion. Now, I talked about Fusion before. There's 15. We need 1 to 2 people, whether it's an individual or a couple. But we're looking for that Fusion leader. That Fusion leader. Listen, whatever whoever wants this generation the most will get it, 18 to 25. They're still impressionable. If we don't grab them now, the next group will get them, whatever it may be. The world will get them somehow. So we have to be strong. Everybody, all these other pastors ask me, how do you guys get so many young people working in your church? How come you get so many young people coming in? And so I think Fusion was a part of that. I think just making them important, focusing on them at 18 to 25. I said, the problem is they're saying our high school graduates, we do great all the way up to graduation and then they leave. I said, it's because you don't have anything for them. Just because they're 18 and they graduate doesn't mean they got life all down. Actually, they're more confused now than they were when they were 17. They don't even know what they're doing. And we are called to take care of them and lead them up. And so we need that. We need that. We need leaders for the 18 to 25 group. Also, hospitality. There's a few things we're trying to work on that, but hospitality. We're looking for 2 to 3 people to work with hospitality. And listen, hospitality is one of these things. Listen, you can't miss. You can't miss on a carry-in. You got to be early on a carry-in. You got to help set up on a carry-in. You got to help tear down on a carry-in. This is what serving is. This is what serving is being early, leaving late. Being early, leaving late. And then the church does, and then the church sees the confidence that they have in you, and then they walk over and give you something that most people don't have. Guess what that is? It's a key. It's a key to unlock the church. It's a key to lock things up. So we need that. Hospitality is more than that. It's so much to that. Audio-visual team. We're still looking for some people there. You see the people, the contact person to the right. Again, the audio visual. We're hoping to move that up on the second, up on the balcony area. So we're looking for this audio visual team person, and that's the person that's going to have to show up too. That's why we like it with teams, because people do get sick, people go on vacations. But here it is. We need a solid, strong team. Is somebody going to be here? You want Jesus to be all about what you're doing. Listen, get him what Jesus is doing. He wants to use you. Also with the Women's Life House, this is a big one here. We are still looking for a house manager for the Women's Life House, which means that is a person who lives at the house. You live at the house. So that is the position, is this unique position. And we're looking for one of those right now. We're also looking for a Men's Life House staff person, a person who would be on staff that would have a regular 22, 25 hours a week working at the Men's House. We are looking for that as well. Somebody like that position is a paid position, the house manager paid position. And we're also looking for Men's Life House as a volunteer position. Men's Life House, we're looking for a couple of teachers. So that would be a couple of men that would just say, hey, I think I can teach on a Tuesday or a Thursday. And this is what I'll say. If you can teach a class, teach a course, and then you can take a break and somebody else can come in. It doesn't mean it's going to be forever. We don't want you to feel that way. So we need that as well. We need teachers. We need meal ministry cooks. We do. We need some meal ministry cooks. We do. We do. This church, we should have more volunteers, not just on the night that our church cooks. We should have more volunteers down there. Now, listen, you can't do all of it. You can't do all of it. But you can do something. I heard one amen, and that come from preacher. You can't do all of it, but you can do something. Your life is ticking away. You only have so much left in life. Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. Live it for Jesus and live it loud. Live it loud. Summer intern, we are looking for a summer intern. I put down at least one, but I'm looking for 1 to 2 that can help serve, help come down, go help down there at the soup kitchen when in the meal ministry when needed, help with the mission teams to help with Pastor Phil when he's doing things around here, helping maybe sometimes with some other departments in the offices and staying busy through June, July, and August. There's a little bit of pay in that. But it is, I mean, but you're going to serve. You're going to work. This is a learning. If you want to get into ministry, this is really about learning. This is a good step up. This is really good for young people, a step up. And then a fundraising team also. We're looking for somebody to be a volunteer person that would help with Brittany on some things with some fundraising things and to help ignite some things happening in the church. Folks, these are just a few of the things that we're praying for over this next week. We're praying for these things. We're going to start praying for these. My moment for praying today is to praying for you and for myself. That we're going to take this seriously. That we're going to take it. We're going to commit to it, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to see what God does in 2025. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a visionary. Some of you know it, and sometimes it's scary to hear things. Maybe what I might say. My first person would be Carla. Would be scary what I'm going to say, but it is true. I was just staying over there listening to this music, and I was just saying, what would it look like if we tore all of our houses down and built up about a 3-story building? What would it look like? 15 million? Yeah. What would it look like? Yeah, I'm just sick of working on buildings that are 100 years old. They fall apart every day. But when you buy get new buildings too, they fall apart. They start falling apart within 5 years. But I'm just saying, what would it look like? What would it look like? Because in the end, it's not about what you build. What's the purpose of it? The purpose of it is to share the gospel. It's there to be at the crossroads of brokenness and heartache and lostness. And you're sharing the gospel, but you're also sharing food. You're sharing, you're putting out materials and things and necessities that people need. This is what God's called us to do. If you're part of New Life Fellowship, then you're part of that calling because that's who we are. We are the inner city church here in Huntington County. We are it. This is it. This is the front line of messiness. This is the front line of darkness. This is the front line of pain and brokenness, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, cutting. This is the front line. And if the front line is too hot, you probably need to go somewhere else. I'm just being honest, because you stick around long enough, you're going to hear this stuff. You're going to be part of it. I remember the night, Wednesday night that somebody tried to punch Carla right here in the face, but Pastor Phil stepped in the way and he took the punch. And it took 4 police officers to get that girl out of here. Because she was as high as a kite on that. She was high as a kite. Yeah. I remember down at the soup kitchen when that kid took that bicycle and threw it out in the middle of the street. And who did he throw it out into? He didn't even know who he threw it in front of. He threw it in front of a police car. And here it is. This boy going to the soup kitchen. This is in our first building. And he ends up getting arrested. And then they'll come up, does this boy come here very often? Yep, every day. Well, and they begin to tell about his life. His parents are not even in the not even in the picture. And wondering why. And we're gonna when these stories they're all over. They may be something fresh and new in another church, but here it's every day. It's a hot mess every day. But also I know this, that God is doing amazing things. God is doing amazing things. You can't let the darkness overcast over the shadow of the beautiful light that God is casting in Huntington right here through New Life Fellowship and New Life Ministry. God's not done with me yet. God's not done with New Life yet. God's not done with you yet. The key is find your place of service. And I will tell you this, if you're mopping and sweeping floors, that's just as good as someone that's painting the walls. That's as good as someone working in the fundraising department. That's as good as someone teaching. We're all called because we know what the scripture says. The right hand can't do what you need the ears, you need the eyes, you need all the parts of the body. And we need all the parts of the body here and New Life. There's a lot of things to pray and fast over. There's a lot of positions that are open. There's a lot of things I think that God wants to do here. And more than what I know, because I don't know your life, and I'm sure He wants to do something in your life. God wants to do amazing things. And you got to make room. Got to make room for people. Got to make room for new leaders. Got to make room for mistakes. Got to make room for people that will drop the ball. And we need to love on them and encourage them. Get them back up and try again. This church has always seemed like it's on the verge of a revival or just an awesome moment. But we always pull back. And I want to tell you this. It's us. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's us. It's us. Here's what I want to do today, because it is a different, like I said, this is a different service. This is Vision Day. Vision Day is a good day. Because we're going and we're moving on. We're moving forward. I want to tell you, when he left Egypt, guess what? They seen God move there, but when they started seeing, when they moved on to the promised land, they just kept seeing God move over and over and over and over again. Not a generation that saw more movements of God than that generation. But even though they saw all that movements of God, they still rebelled against God. Folks, we've seen God move a lot here too. We need to be careful that we don't get rebellious. We need to be careful that our hearts don't get cold and hard. But it needs to be soft and warm for the broken. Continue to show compassion and love and mercy. Because some people, that's all they need. Someone just to care for them for a minute. To listen to what their story is. So what we're going to do today is we will have an altar call today. It'll be an altar call that's a little different, but it'll be an altar call. And the altar call will be for you, if you want to come, and just to ask maybe for you to give God to give you the strength to do what we're asking for the whole church to do. Maybe it's for you to say, Lord, I don't know if I believe that we can do these things. Maybe you might ask, Lord, my faith needs to grow. Or I've been distant from you. And I felt like through this message this morning, maybe through a song or maybe through some words of someone walking by, I need to get my life right back with God. I know God has called me to do great things. I know He's called me to do something, but I keep telling Him no, no, and I keep pushing Him away. Today's an opportunity for you to push through your hardship and those walls. Also today, if you've been coming to this church for a while, there are some positions that do require membership. But I want to tell you this. Today, if you want to join the church, we're going to give you that opportunity as well to join the church today. So let's go ahead and stand.